Hi, and welcome to the Positivity Podcast. This podcast focuses on connecting with people from all different backgrounds and walks of life from around the world. Throughout this podcast, you'll listen to people's stories, their experiences, the trials and tribulations that they've overcome, why they do what they do, and current trends. Topics may vary from personal development, mindset, people sharing stories, authors, coaches, ex-military personnel, professionals, and everyday people in walks of life. I hope you enjoy this podcast as I aim to connect with people for them to share their story, their experiences, and why they do what they do, because I have a deep interest in humans and providing valuable content to the audience. If you would like to be on this podcast, you can email me at thepositivitypodcast@gmail.com in the notes. You can connect with me on social media in the notes, positivity94 on the Instagram. If there's any tips, any advice, any feedback, I would highly appreciate it. So let's get into the show. Thank you for your support, and I hope you enjoy this episode. Subscribing really helps, and you know, I appreciate all your support. Hope you enjoy this show.
Tuning in, trying to find out how to win. Go along and tell a friend. Marathon, you know the game. Keep on running, never end. Getting better, make amends. Adam got it, Adam got it, Adam got it, Adam got it. Positivity.
Tammy, it's a pleasure to have you back on the podcast again. How are you doing?
Very good. How are you?
Yeah, no, I'm really well, thank you. Really well. And I checked when you was last on, and I think it was like last October, I think it was, but it feels longer than that. And then I remember you was like one of the first people that I ever, when I first started podcasting, that I ever did an Instagram live with, like a proper kind of podcast, you know, on video with. And you know, I'm really grateful, you know, to be a friend and to still be in touch with you. It's really nice.
I know. I remember when you started your whole podcast, and I'm like, let's do an Instagram live. And
yeah,
we did it. And you were just so brave about it. And like, we just talked about mindset and what was important for people during that time.
Yeah, no, exactly. And I think it's that leap of faith, isn't it? And just kind of stepping out of your comfort zone, really. And just kind of taking that step, isn't it, ultimately?
For sure. Yeah. Getting out of comfort zone. Most people like to be comfortable and not get out of it, because there's that risk.
Yeah.
Like, do I fail, or is it right? Is it wrong? And then some people just get in their head and they don't even take action on it. So that was very good that you did that.
Yeah.
You're doing podcasts all the time.
Yeah. thank you. And I really appreciate your support. And I think it's just that momentum, isn't it? Again, that momentum and just building on that confidence, isn't it? And then once you kind of get into the groove of it, you're kind of doing it without thinking in some way after a while.
Yeah.
And
the momentum is definitely, when you start doing something, it's a little scary because of the unknown, but you start continuing to do it over and over and over again, you do build that confidence.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I was thinking, because like, if people haven't seen other episodes, like you're a life coach and you do coaching, and I kind of thought we talk about like how, you know, like in these times of COVID, like pivoting and adapting and, you know, mindset and that kind of thing. And, you know, kind of what you've been up to since, like, you know, we've last chat, you know, had conversation and things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, even in my business, like I started my business 2 years ago and I was working with women real estate agents. But before that, I was working with anyone who had a pulse. It was like anybody who had a pulse, I was coaching, seeing like what worked, what didn't work. And then I worked with women in real estate. And then I wanted to work with women that were entrepreneurs that had an idea and wanted to take that idea and make it into a business. And so that was something that I really enjoyed the process of like seeing an idea become a reality. And so that really really inspired me. So I was like, all right, I want to work with women entrepreneurs that are starting a business and wanting to get their ideas to become real. Like one of my clients, she had all of these ideas. She had like 5 ideas and she didn't, for 5 years, didn't take any action on any of them. She was just thinking about it. And so she hired me and she started a jewelry line. And so now she gets all of her materials from Beirut, gets all of her gems from Beirut. And now she has 32 pieces of jewelry that she's going to inspire women to feel beautiful when they put it on. There's like a whole story behind it. And so it's beautiful to see that. Now she's like, oh my God, I can't wait to launch this. And it was an idea. And now she has her idea with her vision in reality. So that was very, I love seeing that. So that's what I love doing with women, is taking their ideas and making it become their own and they own it.
Yeah. No, that's it. And it's amazing to see how people can grow and shift, isn't it? Like you said, people having those ideas and, you know, manifesting those ideas into like reality, isn't it? And it's kind of just drawing from that. And it just kind of shows you how much power people have, isn't it, really, I suppose, you know, within them.
Yeah, it's definitely nobody's going to believe in you better or harder than yourself. So if you don't believe in your product or you don't believe in your idea and you don't get excited about it, nobody else is going to get excited more than you. So it's all the mindset for yourself to break through those limiting beliefs, because we all have these limiting beliefs of, is it going to work? Am I worthy of this? Do I deserve this? Am I going to fail? All of that comes to, even including myself, like starting a business. I'm like, oh my God, am I even qualified to do this?
Yeah.
And then that's a limiting belief. And then I get coaching and they're like, of course, you have 10 years worth of transformational work that you've been putting yourself through, self-development courses. So of course, teach other people how they could do that. And so I'm like, okay. You know, cause the self-doubt comes in and taking myself off that ledge. And also now that's what I coach women on doing. It's like, oh, they have those limiting beliefs. And that's what stops all of us. So your mind is very powerful.
Yeah, no, it's so true. What you mentioned, and I think, like you said, it's recognizing that, isn't it? And being honest about that. Like, you know, like you said, if you have self-doubt or something comes up, you know, kind of going, okay, so what is that? And take responsibility for it, as you said. And like, we're all human. We've all got, you know, our own, like, shit, so to speak. But like I said, taking that responsibility for was, some people sometimes, and we can probably do it sometimes, is, you know, oh, that isn't me, you know, or, you know, some people might put it aside or be a victim of something. It's like, well, no, it's, you've got to kind of accept that and do something with that, isn't it? Because how else are you going to move forward and things like that?
Yeah, it's when you get in your own way, people get in their own way, and that's what stops them. And nothing else outside of them is stopping them besides themselves. So being honest with yourself and seeing like, oh, wait a second, this is really me that's stopping myself. And instead of playing that victim of like, oh, well, this happened to me as a child and my experience and my environment and, oh my God, I can't do this because of that. Those are just excuses. And a lot of people make that their reality. And when they do that, they're like, see, I can't do what I want to do because of X, Y, Z. And then their idea just stays an idea and doesn't become what it is that they really want to fruition. So yeah, you can, and everybody's manifesting no matter what, whether you know about it or not, you're manifesting, period. Whether you know about it or you don't know about it, it's, you're still in control of your life and taking that responsibility for who you are in your mindset, instead of being this victim. Because when you're being a victim, you don't get what you want.
Yeah. I think I can definitely relate to that, you know, before I did a podcast, because I kind of wanted to do it for a couple of years, like 2 or 3 years. And I remember, like, you know, coming, you know, those kind of beliefs or those thoughts, like, oh, is it, it's not going to work. Who's going to listen to it? You know, worrying about what people are going to think and all this kind of like stuff. And I think that that, you know, I think that can happen throughout life, but it's like noticing that and not letting that kind of overshadow what you actually want to do, isn't it? Or just telling yourself, you know, I am worthy enough to do X, Y, Z. And, you know, for so many people, and I've seen it with a lot of people, especially, you know, some people I know who make, you know, might make music. And yeah, that's a very competitive industry. But I'd say to you, just put out content. Just, you know, TikTok, look at TikTok, you know, the possibilities of the internet. And it's just those small kind of steps, isn't it? And I think sometimes people want, I mean, it's quite complex, but I think people want instant results straight away. And it doesn't always work like that, does it?
It doesn't. I mean, if I put out a TikTok and become viral, like, that's not my intention. My intention is to bring value to people and give as much information as I know to help someone else's life. And then getting those comments and people in my DMs, like, that was very thoughtful of you. I got inspired by what you wrote. I got inspired by what you did. You know, I'm taking that on. Thanks for the tips. Like, I started doing Tips with Tammy on a Tuesday. And the first time I started doing it for Facebook, first time I did it, I had 45 takes. I had sticky notes on my phone. Like, what am I going to talk about? I was so nervous. I had like 4 hours worth of one video that was 3 minutes long. And I was getting in my head around it. I was like, oh my God, what am I going to say? No one's going to listen to me. No one's going to really care about this. And I'm going to sound stupid. It's not going to land for the other person. And then I just hit record. But I took that risk of like letting it go and letting the universe take care of it. And now I've been doing it for a year now. And Tips with Tammy on a Tuesday, I do it now within 2 to 3 minutes. I do one take and I'm done. And I don't need my sticky notes. I just really open up my heart and I start listening to like what it is that I want to say and how it's going to come out. And whatever I'm going to say is perfect. Now I have people in my DM saying, I can't wait. Like for my birthday, I got like 20 messages from people like, I love seeing your Tips with Tammy on a Tuesday. And I'm like, you watch it? You listen to me? Oh, that's pretty cool. So yeah, I mean, it starts with just taking that first step and doing it and getting messy and failing and letting yourself just get messy with it and mess it all up so that you can see what works, what doesn't work.
Yeah, that's really lovely. And I think it's great. You know, I love the work that you do and I like the posts that you do and I really like your show. And I think, you know, you're just like really genuine in what you do and you just want to help other people and provide that value. And I think that's so priceless, you know, and rewarding as well because you're helping other people. You don't know what other people are going through and what, you know, your video and content like does for them in their day. And I think it's that kind of ripple effects, isn't it, in some aspect. And you just don't know what feedback you're going to get.
Yeah. And it, you know, I'm my worst critic. I'm like, oh my God, I don't look good. The lighting's not good. I shouldn't post it. And then I'm like, no, it doesn't really matter if my camera's not lit up right and I don't have a light or I don't have like perfect audio. It's more the message that I'm wanting to portray. And then, you know, throughout the time of doing it, I was like, oh, maybe I should stand more in the light. Maybe I should be walking when I do it. Maybe I should be doing this. And I'm seeing like what works and what feels comfortable for me because it's going to come from me, what I'm going to be saying and making that impact for somebody else. So I love doing Tips with Tammy on a Tuesday. And then people let me know that, oh, I did it. I took this on and oh my God, it worked. And I'm like, all right, good. If it worked for one person, I did my job.
Yeah. That's it. And that's what it's all about, isn't it? You know, like even if you help that one person, you still help someone in their life. And I think people, when they make content, I mean, I'm not knocking social media at all. Like I think it's a great tool, but I think sometimes we can sometimes look at stuff and go, oh, we can probably compare ourselves or think, oh, that's how, you know, what's the right or normal way to be or do a video. Like you said, it's those kind of like clunky bits and, you know, it's not meant to be probably great the first few times you do it, you know, like the lighting or whatever. And, I did a video the other day and I was walking my dogs and it was really windy. And like, cause it was windy, the microphone didn't even pick up what I was saying or half of what I was saying. I was like, I can't post that. People are like, you know, or or you might look a certain way, that kind of thing. So, you know, stuff happens, isn't it? And you don't have to have the best lighting. You don't have to have the best mic or anything like that, do you? And it's kind of, it's the message behind what you're saying, isn't it, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the message. I mean, look at Elon Musk. Look at how many rockets he threw up in the air and fell through and crashed and burned $1 billion on the ground. And, you know, but he's like, nope, we're going to get there. We're going to do it again, do it again, and do it again until we get it right. And that's that. I look at that and that's like inspiration for me. I'm like, dang, he spent all this time and energy on making his dream become a reality. Mm. And he's doing it. Why can't I do it?
Yeah. That's it. And that's a good point. And it's like that boring company he did, like boring, like the holes through like cities and stuff. You think, what? But you know, he's got a point, hasn't he? You know, he's got something that fits and it works. And as you said, I think it's like, you know, if you deep down want to do something, you know, like do it. And like I mentioned earlier before we came on, is that you've done like this, you're doing this mastermind course thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mastermind course with women entrepreneurs, because it's what's worked for me is building community and tribe. Like having a community around me that supports my ideas, that is going to uplift me. And if you're like on a negative vibration, I can't be around you at the moment that I'm building something, because I need to bring myself up to believing what I'm doing is like important. Mm. And so putting the right people in place so that I can build this mastermind. Like I have two coaches and, you know, I'm like struggling with what I'm going to say. What am I going to do? I have a billion ideas. And I'm like, okay, now just focus on the outcome. Like, what do women want to get? What's the transformation that they want to get? Like, what is that going to be like for them at the end of this program? And so I'm building all of these cute little programs now that I'm like so super excited, because when you build community, you're co-creating with other women entrepreneurs that are in the same vibration, because they want to build something, whatever it is, whether it's a marketing firm, or you want to do mugs, or you want to do candles, or you want to do anything that you want to build, a coaching program, whatever it is, and you're in tribe and community, you have other people that you could get support from when you're feeling down and out. And that's what's really helped me is masterminds, because without masterminds, I would probably be thinking about what I wanted to do instead of doing it.
Yeah, that's it. And it's like you said, it's surrounding yourself, you know, the right kind of people and that right kind of energy. And I'm still talking about doctors. Just one second. Oh no, he's all right. The right kind of energy and the right kind of people around you, to kind of, you know, like you said, that sense of community and the right people in that community as well, and building that, you know, networking with the right people as well. Because I think if you're around the right kind of people, you're more than likely going to probably take action and have that support in what you're doing, if that makes sense.
Yeah, because I mean, if I hung around a bunch of negative Nancys, negative Nancys wouldn't get me to where I wanted to go. And so we would sit there and gossip. We would sit there and not take action on what it is that we wanted. We would be together and not, like, it wouldn't be beneficial for anybody. And I've literally cut people off that want to gossip. Like in a leadership role, like gossiping to me, I used to gossip a lot. I used to gossip and gossip about this person and that person. And I'm like, wait a second, I'm wasting all this energy talking about a person who's not even here. And I'm like, okay. And then I took a leadership course, and that was one of the agreements, was to not gossip. And I'm like, ooh, I didn't realize how much I gossiped about other people, including myself, and doubting myself. And I was like, okay, let me take this on. Let me take on not gossiping. And it was hard. It was like, whoa, because like I gossip a lot. But I took myself on. And in the leadership course, it was like restoring yourself with integrity. Like I had an agreement not to gossip. I did. The impact is, you know, I've wasted time. I've wasted energy on talking about somebody. And I probably said something mean about somebody else. And so getting that like complete for myself was like, oh, wow. Okay. This is powerful stuff. So yeah, I stopped gossiping. Like my friends, they used to call me to gossip, and I'm like, no more. I don't want to gossip anymore. I want to talk about your dreams and your goals and like what's important to you, because that's what I want to support you in. And I don't want to talk about this person anymore.
Yeah, that's it. And I think, like you said, sometimes it's subconscious. People do stuff and we're not even aware of it. It's like, oh damn, yeah. When you think about how many minutes or hours go into it, you know, for like a week or something. I remember, like, you know, working in a restaurant and hotels, and like, oh my god, like, that was like, I'm not going to say any names, but yeah, so somebody would, you know, be working in the kitchen, that person be absolutely fine, and then they leave, and then they'd be about them, and you think, and then part of me thought, what the hell are they saying about me when I leave the kitchen and come back in it? I started feeling paranoid, and oh, and yeah, it's crazy environment sometimes. But anyway, yeah, gossiping's like, you know, something people do. But when you break down, you know, the time, that time frame, what else could you be doing in that time? You know, isn't it taking that time and then putting that into something else? And I think, like you said, caring about other people's goals and helping them is, you know, far more rewarding than, you know, the other side.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. And it was difficult, but it was definitely rewarding to be like, oh, wait a second, we could talk about this instead and see like what it is that you're interested in and what it is that you want to create. And yeah, so that you train people how to listen to you too. You know, you train people how to talk to you. So I had to like call my friends and be like, we are not doing this today. We are not having these conversations anymore. I'm not going to sit here and listen to you cry about something for 4 hours. It's like, we're going to do something about what it is that you want to get done. And this isn't a coaching call. This is me supporting you as a friend. And if you don't want to deal with that, then maybe we shouldn't be friends, because I got to be around high vibrational people that are up to something big.
Mm. Yeah, that's it. And what was their reaction? Was they a bit like taken back, I suppose, or like surprise?
It's surprising, like, yeah, because it's the yeah. Old Tammy is no longer that girl yeah. anymore. It's more like, okay, well, wait a second. Oh, she wants to talk about that. She wants to talk about like what I'm interested in and what I'm up to instead of gossiping. So yeah, it's making that impact for that person that's listening. And like even one of my dear friends, he used to call me. We used to gossip for hours, like over nothing. And I'm like, oh my god, we're wasting so much time here. And now it's just. Now we talk and we're like, oh, what is it that you're doing? Where are you traveling to? What's going on? Let's talk about family. What is it that are you going to get married? You're going to have what is it that you're doing in your relationship? So talk about things that really matter instead of things that don't matter.
It's those deep conversations, isn't it? Those meaningful conversations that you can have with someone, and you just don't know what is going to open up for that other person, or you know what they may do after that conversation as well, after, you know, talking about certain things. And I think that's something I think a lot more about now, you know, since last year happening and doing podcasts. I think, yeah, doing podcasts especially, and you know, having these kind of conversations that we're having, and thinking more about the kind of people I'm talking to and what I'm talking about, you know, and if I mean, everyone's different, has got their own interests, but some things that people talk about, like maybe the news or certain things, I'm just like, I haven't got time for it. But I, you know, I had to make that emotional shift and decide on that, if that makes sense. It's like a shift almost, isn't it? You have to decide, I'm not going to do X, Y, Z anymore, or I'm going to limit it or whatever.
Yeah, I'd rather talk to people about like aliens and things that are interesting, and like, what do you know about this? Yeah. What do you know about Area 51? Yeah. You know, instead of the news. Like, I don't turn on the news. I don't talk about the news. That is not my interest. I'd rather I leave conversations like that.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't want to talk about elections. That's just something I'm not interested in.
Yeah.
And I'd rather talk about the cosmos and the stars and meditation and what's a good song that you're listening to. And you know, what exercise are you doing? Like, what is that like? What is, you know, what teas are you drinking? Those are the conversations that I'd rather be in than talk about things that I have no control over.
That's it. And you definitely notice, you know, more of an uplift in yourself if you start kind of following what's right for you, isn't it, really? And have you been reading any books recently? Have you had any books?
Yeah, I have Conversations with God.
My brother's, is that Graham Hancock?
Yeah, I think
is it Graham Hancock?
I think it's Graham. My book, I have it, Conversations with God. I always forget who the author is.
It might be Graham Hancock, because my brother's got a few of his books. He's got one just here called Magicians of the Gods.
It's O'Neill Donald Walsh. Oh, Neil.
All right.
Yeah, Conversations with God. He has like 4 series, and he sat down with God, and he wrote the entire series. And he has a conversation with him, and he just jotted down everything and then made these 4 books, and it's brilliant. Like, I'm just like, I turned to the page and it's like, that's the answer I needed to hear for my day.
Wow.
So that one, yeah, that was really good conversation. Yeah. Very deep.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. And I think that's the amazing thing with books, isn't it? You can, I talked to my mom about it the other day. I was saying like books almost, you can identify with them, and probably so if you're experiencing something in parts of your life, they kind of you can't kind of almost connect with them almost. It's like I finished this book recently called The Third Door.
Oh.
And it's this guy, and he basically goes and interviews lots of different kind of successful people. And I don't want to spoil too much, but he ends up winning a game show in real life by luck. And it was kind of all of, he talks about, you know, there's 3 doors in life, and it's basically kind of getting, you know, opening opportunities up for you, kind of thing. You know, there's one way in, one way out, but there's always like, you know, another way around, kind of something. So it's his kind of journey, kind of reaching out to people to interview them, and he made this list of people, and it kind of, I was looking at it, and it kind of reminds me of my podcast. I'm thinking I'm reaching out to people, I'm trying to interview people, so I kind of connected with it. But reading's great, and I think it's, you definitely learn a lot, don't you, as well?
Yeah, I didn't go to college, so I mean, I went to 1 semester in college, and then realized I don't want to do this. And I'm gonna live my life through experience, as I was like bartending at a restaurant, like thinking that's like, I'm going to do that for the rest of my life. Like, I'm going to be a bartender. And then I was like, oh no, I don't want to go to college. And everyone's like, oh my God, you got to go to college. Like society, like you have to go to college. You have to be married at this certain time. You have to have a kid at this certain time. And I'm like, not me. I'm okay. I'm going to live my life and live through life experience. And I don't want the debt of $120,000 worth of debt for books I could read through, you know, the library that I could go to. So reading really was like something good for me to do, because I love reading. I mean, I heard that like millionaires, they read a book a day, they're reading constantly. Like Warren Buffett, he reads every single morning the newspaper and reads books every single day. He's like, if you're not reading, you're not learning. So it's always good, whether it's documents that I read or something that like really interests me. I love reading. Like, I just love learning more and more about things that I wouldn't know normally. And books are something that you could escape in. I'm do more like self-development books. I haven't done a novel in a while. The Alchemist is something I'm re-listening to, because I get so much. And when you reread the book, you get it from a different perspective, because you're not the same person who read it 2-5 years ago. So it's like rereading that book, like Think and Grow Rich is a book that is on my bookshelf that I constantly read, because it's something I get nuggets from it. Like, oh, I didn't read it from that perspective before, and now I get it clear. So it's something that you continue reading and you get different bits and pieces from it.
That's it. And I think that's it, isn't it? And I think, like, you know, there's different perspectives and times in your life. And I read The Alchemist, and it's a really good book. And I think, you know, I definitely need to read it again, because I was about 19, 20. So it was about, you know, 6-7 years ago. And I think, you know, when you read, it's like when you watch a film probably like for the second time or something. It's like you notice things sometimes, you know, in a different way. It's like, you know, reading a book, you know, you see things that you probably didn't grasp as much as the first time. And My friend told me, Don Sasek, he's like the owner of this mathematics website, and he told me that there's like a 1x3x10 rule. He says if you read it one time, you know, you kind of get it, but then if you read it like, you know, more and more, it goes into your subconscious mind, you know, the more you kind of go over it. Like, you know, with books. And yeah, the Think and Grow Rich is a really good book. That's like a manual for life, isn't it? Really? Like a lot of different books.
Yeah, that one is something I know. It's that one will forever be on my bookshelf, because you could just like have a question like, what should I do with whatever, and then you open the book and there goes like the answer, and you're like, oh, that's what I love about books. Like, whatever a question I have, it's like the answer is going to be right there on that page, whatever page I pick up and do. It's a little trick, you know, just to like get my mindset, because there's answers everywhere, and you, when you ask for the answer, the universe and God will give it to you, like, yeah, no matter what.
That's it. There's that like interconnectedness, isn't there, with the universe and energy and people. And I think, you know, like, it's like with, you know, me and you, like, you're in America, I'm in the UK, but there's like that connection and that vibe, you know, with like energy in the universe and how people kind of align, don't you think? It's like we met on Instagram, you know, like last year, it seems, yeah, like a year, yeah.
Like a year ago, I know.
Yeah. And I just think it's so special when you can connect with people, you know, in that kind of like, you know, who you're energetically on the same vibe with. I think it's so important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And people put, when you're, I listened to Kevin Trudeau, You Wish Is Your Command. And he's so brilliant. He's like, people, places, and things and opportunities will come to you when you're feeling good about whatever it is. He's like, so feel good now. And it's about the feeling. It's not about the doing. It's not about the results that you have. It's about the being, and like being in that vibrational, like, okay, this is what I'm going to feel good now. And then do the things from that new space. And then you get to have the results that you want, instead of like having something like, oh, if I have a husband, or I have a car, or I have something that's going to make me happy. And then you get into a fight with your husband or your boyfriend or your girlfriend or whatever. And then it's like, well, what happened to you being happy?
Yeah.
So it's coming from a space of being, doing, and then having. So yeah, it's very powerful.
No, I love that. And I really agree. And I think it's, you know, your mindset, isn't it? And your energy and putting out, you know, what it is that you want. And it's not just, you know, the kind of the items that you kind of have kind of thing, is it? There's a lot more to it. I was thinking, did I ask you last time? Actually, there's a new question that I've been asking, and I don't want to put you too much on the spot, but if you could kind of like sit around a table with like, say, two or three people, you know, as anybody, who would you pick? If they're, you know, alive, if they're alive, if you can.
Yeah, no, I mean, the two people that I mentioned earlier would definitely be Elon Musk.
Yeah, it'd
be pretty cool. Warren Buffett and Elon Musk. I would love to sit at a table with those guys.
Yeah.
And pick their brains. And I'm sure they would learn something from me too, you know?
Like, yeah.
They're not superior than me. We're human. But I would just love to like pick their brains and like learn about stocks, and then also learn about like this. The Elon Musk's brain must be like so brilliant and coming up with ideas, and I'm sure I would get like a bunch of nuggets from both of them. So yeah, those are two gentlemen that I would love to sit at a table with and learn
from. Yeah, no, that's awesome. Yeah, no, they're really good people to pick. And yeah, they're just on a different page, aren't they, really? And it's so mind-blowing when you see some of the stuff that people are doing. You think, you know, where do they find the time to do that? You know, what are they doing that other people aren't, and that kind of thing. This, so it's important, isn't it, to have those kind of like people to kind of look up, you know, look up towards, and role models and mentors and this kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, who do you aspire to be? That's what I ask my clients, like, who do you aspire to be? Because if you think it's possible, But if you see someone else doing what it is that you want to do, and then you just follow their pathway, you don't compare yourself to them because they've taken 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years to get to where they are. It's like, aspire to be somebody that you look up to, even a mentor. Like I have two mentors. I have, one's a real estate guru. And then I have another one. He is a, he's an entrepreneur where he started his business from nothing. He worked in restaurants and stuff like that. And now he has an amazing company that he built from nothing. And we met 7 years ago. And I was like, I want you to be my mentor. And like, I want you to be my friend and mentor because I want to learn from you. And so we chit chat all the time on Instagram and Facebook and text message and calls. And I did an interview with him at the beginning of the whole pandemic and stuff. He just dropped so many nuggets and so many things. And I'm like, oh my God, this is so amazing. And he's like, anything I could do to help and be of service to you and your business, please, like, let's create together. So it's good to have people to look up to because you have to build that community. Like I said earlier, that community is super important because when you fail, like, it's good to have support instead of failing. Like, I'm failing right now. Let me get some support. And they don't make it mean anything. And they just help you through the whatever it is that you need support with.
Yeah, that's it. It's a really great point. Like, you know, so that's that community and that support network there who kind of going to, you know, be there for you in your journey, isn't it? And, you know, I definitely think, you know, I look up to you and what you do and, you know, your coaching and, you know, I mean it. And, you know, your masterclass and, you know, what you're doing right now, because, you know, that stuff that I, you know, I want to do at some point, and, you know, seeing you do it, you know, motivates me to do it. It's nice. You know, I'm really grateful to have, you know, this relationship with you, and yeah, it really means a lot.
Yeah, it's building what the intention you want to have for the mastermind. Like, I want women to be a yes to their life. I want them to be like, all right, I want to take whatever idea I have and make it my own business and plan and whatever that is. And so the tools that I'm teaching in the masterclass is definitely something that's going to propel them to create whatever it is that they want. Because at the end of the day, like, you say how it goes. Nobody else, your family, your friends, society, they can't tell you which direction you're going in. You have 100% say on exactly what it is that you want. So building that support in that community, because I fail a lot. Oh my God, I fail so many times. But I have a relationship with failure now. Now I don't look at myself as a failure. I just failed at performing. And I just, and I like messing up. I like taking messy, inspired actions. I like having a couple no's before I get to a yes, because it builds my character, it builds my strength, it builds me to be like, oh, they just said no for right now and not make it mean anything. So that community around me supports me and like, oh, someone said no to me. Oh my God, I'm a horrible coach. No, just someone said no to you. Don't take it personal. It's they just weren't ready to take up on your offer. Sooner or later they will. But yeah, it's a game to me now. Now it's not like so significant.
That's it. And I think that's something that I've definitely learned. That's something that I think is so important, is like, I think, like, you know, getting no's and rejections and, you know, those setbacks and those things that come your way, it's like thickening your skin, isn't it? It's like a resilience, you know, like, it hurts and it's crap, but it doesn't hurt as much sometimes, you know, and if it does, then over time, it doesn't have that same effect. And it's that, but because, you know, it's using that as motivation, isn't it? And you see a lot of people sometimes who have no failures or no's or setbacks for a long time, and then they do. And it's like you said, it's like the world's over, but they haven't kind of had, you know, those same experiences. And I remember having it with job interviews, you know, like in applications and, oh God, applying for jobs, spending whole, you know, days applying for jobs, and then you don't get any, and you're like, I've spent applying for all these jobs, and it's like, you know, it's horrible.
Is there something wrong with me? Is there something, why am I not getting the job? And then you internalize, like, oh my God, I applied for like 40 jobs, no one's saying yes, everyone's saying no. Is there something wrong with me? Is there something wrong with my resume? Oh my God.
Yeah.
They get into that mindset. I mean, look at Starbucks. Starbucks got 271 no's from banks, and they continued to get no's and no's and no's. And now they're valued at $11.3 billion. So every time you drink a $5 or $7 Starbucks,
yeah,
there you go. Like, that's like a taste of like what it looks like to be resilient and being able to like take the no's. Even KFC, look at, I mean, KFC,
yeah,
all these banks and everyone said no, everyone said no, like, oh, you're crazy, look at that chicken, like, what are you talking about, this chicken recipe, blah blah blah. And he got to be who he is at the age of 60. So when I hear people saying, oh, well, this person said no, I'm like, go get more no's.
Get more no's.
Then if you're not doing it right, if you're not getting a lot of no's, I want you to upset people. I want you to like really shake people until you get that thick skin to go through whatever it is. Because business isn't easy, but it could be fun.
Make it a game. I love that. And I think that's so important and true. And I think, you know, I've had it with podcasting, reaching out to people or asking people for guests. And it's like, sometimes you don't get any reply. Or it's just a straight no. Or yes, and then no reply, or yes, and then it happens. And I think I had one recently, and I felt like someone kicked me in my chest because it was like, okay, oh, no, that's a no. But it's like, you know, that, you know, it's that, like I said, it's that extra layer where I need to, you know, do the work and just get stronger in areas, you know, like, you know, bounce back from the setbacks and things like that. And I think, as you know, as long as you're taking accountability for that, isn't it? And you're not letting it stop you. That's kind of where you got to go with it, isn't it? But are you okay for time? I know we said about as well.
Yeah, I'm okay for time.
But yeah, no, it's so important. But I definitely, you know, really admire, you know, the work that you do and the posts that you put out. And I think like it's all about, as you said as well, in these times, you know, like we mentioned, like, you know, pivoting and adapting as well. And if something isn't working out, then there are other areas that you can kind of work on, if that makes sense, or go into.
Yeah. I tell my clients and I tell people, like, if it doesn't really light you up, don't do it. Like, go. Like, a lot of my clients are like, who's my ideal client? Like, I love doing this exercise with people because they think it's like concrete. Like, oh my God, I want to work with engineers, or I want to work with women entrepreneurs, or I want to work with male to like lose the last 10 pounds. And then they get stuck on like, well, that is all I get to work with, is that type of person. And that's like set in stone. I'm like, no, go get yourself a couple clients that are in the same ideal client avatar. Like, what it is that, who do you want to work with, and who do you want to help, and who do you want to support, and what is it that you want? Like, what's going to light you up? And they're like, well, but I'm stuck on the person I want to work with. I'm like, just work with somebody and see if that, like, I worked with real estate agents. I worked with, before I worked with anybody, I was like, you have a pulse, I'm going to work with you, I'm going to see what we can do. And that was really great. And then I was like, well, I love working with women because I want to support women and having what it is that they want to expand in their business. And so that really lit me up. And then I was like, well, great, let me work with women entrepreneurs. And I was like, I love birthing ideas. So that lights me up. And then I can change and shift. And if I want to do corporate coaching, if I want to do bring in males, if I at one point, you know, like males can be taking my programs and things like that and being my mastermind to support what it is that they're doing, I'll pivot and it's fine. It's not I make it up. Everything's made up.
Yeah. That's
everything's made up. So go find something that lights you up. And if it doesn't light you up, don't do it.
Yeah. That's a really great point. And that's something that I've been thinking about recently as well. You know, like I'm qualified in coaching as well. And I talked to my friend about it because we both did the same course together and we're still in touch. And we're saying, like, you know, we don't kind of really know what our niche is. People always kind of go on about what's your niche. and it's like, I'm still kind of finding out, like, what area I want to go, and I don't really know my ideal client yet. But like, do you think you don't really, you know, you just kind of find your way as you go along in coaching and other areas? Is that like would you say how it kind of works, as you said?
Yeah, I mean, it's for me, I ask my question, like, what am I excited to learn? Like, what is something that I'm excited to learn? So I go learn it, and then I teach it, and then I coach on it. And then that's what really gets me excited. So your niche will come to you once you start getting messy with people and start like, hey, listen, I'm doing a beta program. You know, I have no idea how it's going to look, and I have no idea what it's going to come, but I know it's going to be transformational. There's going to be community, and there's going to be high vibration people. And we're just going to work on our goals, and we're going to work on our dreams. We're going to work on our desires, whatever it is that everyone's working on, and through the collective of co-creating and what comes out of that. And then you'll see what works, what doesn't work. And then you'll find your niche. At the end of the day, you look at like, what's the outcome that you want to portray in your transformation and their transformation? Like, what is that that's going to really light them up? As long as you're lit up, then everybody else will be lit up.
I really appreciate you sharing that, because that's something that, you know, I've definitely been thinking about, and that's kind of where I'm with it. You know, like, it's like how can I describe it? It's like there's a swimming pool right in front of you, and it's like, how do I jump in here, and how am I gonna swim in this water? Do you know what I mean? It's like, it's a bit like that, but
yeah,
it's
great to get murky. It's great to just jump head first and just get messy with it and be like, oh, well, wait a second. This, I don't want to do this anymore, and I don't want to do that, but I like this and I like that. Okay, let's call it a business. And then help those people. And then what's going to happen naturally is you'll start attracting those people. Like if you work with, you know, male business owners that are looking to scale their business and their mindset is all, you know, with
grief
and trauma and all that stuff, and you work through them, you work with them through whatever it is that they need to get through, and you're like, oh, it's good, you know, like niche down. It's great, because it's like doctors, if you look at surgeons, who gets paid more, a general practitioner or a surgeon? A surgeon. Because they're specific. On what it is that there's an ankle doctor, there's, you know, a surgeon, a heart doctor, they're specific on that thing, and a general practitioner just helps everybody. So getting specific on what it is that your niche is, like really what lights you up.
Yeah, that's it. No, definitely. I really appreciate the advice on that. And I think it's definitely so key. And I think what you mentioned, it's like, just going out there and just finding out what it is that, you know, that lights you up and makes you happy, and what your driving force is, isn't it? And just kind of, you know, just keep tapping into that until you kind of find it, kind of thing.
You're usually your ideal client.
Yeah.
Troubles, the triggers, the trauma, the drama. You're literally your ideal client. So a lot of a self-awareness and assessing and things like that. And like, okay, what did I have trouble doing? Oh, community was missing for me. Oh, my mindset. Oh, let me be a mindset career coach. Okay, that sounds good. All right, let's go with that and see what shows up. And then what's going to naturally happen is, because you chose it, in choosing it, like burning, like Tony Robbins loves to say, he says, just burn the boats, you know, like whatever that is, just burn the boats, and just 100% go with whatever it is that you want to go with, and then see what works and what doesn't work. And then who knows what's going to happen? You can build an empire out of it.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's powerful, isn't it? When you think about it, you think of, like, you know, what capabilities we have, you know, as people, when we put our minds to it and decide to do it. It's pretty powerful. And I was thinking as well, like, where can people find, like, this mastermind? Can people sign up to it?
Could reach out to me, and I could send them. I don't have a link yet.
Yeah.
And I don't have a link yet, so definitely reach out to me. I'm putting that all together.
Of course.
Conversation with them, see if they're a right fit for it, and be of support and help them. So they can reach me on Instagram at @coach_TAMI.
Yeah, that's awesome, and I'll definitely, you know, share your content and anything that you're doing, like, you know, your course and stuff. I can definitely put that out there and support you and whatever it is.
Yeah, I can't wait. I know I got to do all the graphics and do all the, you know, stuff that doesn't yeah. really inspire me to do, because I just rather just coach and just get in, like, yeah. oh wait, there's stuff in the back end, so I'm
yeah.
to see, like, creating on Canva. Canva's really great for
yeah
making all of that, yeah, so getting my brand colors together and making it, you know, presentable.
Yeah,
just show up for people and say, hey, this is it, let's work on whatever it is that you're working on.
That's it. And that's what, you know, people don't see on the you know, the back end of things, that, you know, the nitty gritty, putting things together. People always see the kind of tip of the iceberg of, you know, when you put it out, there's all those hours and time that go into making, you know, that thing that you're doing, isn't it? But, you know, I wish you all the best and, you know, everything that you're doing. I think you're doing a great job. And I look forward to, you know, seeing what you're doing.
Yes. So much coming up. I mean, all yeah. I do is have time.
Yes. I wish you, it'd been lovely talking to you, Tammy, again, reconnecting, and, you know, I wish you all the best in your day.
Thank you so much. I'm so proud of you and what you're doing and what you're building. I was there for your first podcast, and now I yeah. see all of your podcasts, and I'm so, like, I'm like so thrilled about what you're up to and what you're doing, and you got certified as a coach, so you'll help out a lot of people. I know you will. And now you got yeah. your podcast down on lock. I'm sure your first podcast was like, what do I do?
Yeah.
Like, I'm in my car. I got a mic. I'm good. I can talk about anything at any time. So I love who the people that you bring on. So thank you for having me.
No, you're welcome. I really appreciate your support. And I'm really grateful, you know, to be your friend and, you know, stay in touch. It really means a lot.
Oh, we're going to blow up together. How about
yeah.
that?
Yeah, it'll be awesome. Awesome, exactly. That's it.
Exactly.
But, no, have a great day and all the best.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Got it. Got it. Tune in.